What can you tell us about Patrick Laine and Josh Morrissey?
Both out.
Any concern past this game for them, or do you just focus on
this game? No, I list them both as day-to-day, and won't know until we get further along the road.
Why does Mason Appleton, for you right now, fit into that top six?
Well,
start the game anyway.
I like the way the other lines are playing. I like where we got to, and Mason's moved up and down. It's good now that I'm trying to find silver linings in our injuries, but Mason spent some time with Blake Wheeler and Nikolai Ehlers, so he had some time with those kind of players, and he was good there. But what we see in Mason now is kind of that maturity. Whether he was playing with Blake Wheeler or he's out with the fourth line, his game doesn't change anymore. And that's you know, he's been a really important part of our penalty kill kind of resurgence here. It'll be critical tonight. But he's earned the ice he's getting.
As you look over that Oilers roster, made a couple changes.
Yeah, I've seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's good. Nice to see you.
I see you on TV though a lot.
Every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
The hell was I asking you?
I don't know. It's all part of it. That's a veteran move right there.
Off,
eh? Yeah.
No, just the changes they made, and they added a couple guys that can skate pretty good. Just,
it's a real problem for them. Yeah. Speed. That was a joke. So that's the dangerous thing. Like we see it maybe with one of our lines when you put Mark Scheifele out with Blake Wheeler and Connor. There's just extreme speed there, and now they all get to play at that speed. And that's what happens with Connor McDavid. I don't know if there's anybody that can skate with him, but there's a few guys that can kind of keep up. So he gets to play the game at speed now where he doesn't have to tailor his route. He doesn't have to hold back with that, which makes them so difficult to handle.
Adding a guy like Cody Eakin, what does that help? How does that help your lineup, like a veteran guy like
Aside from the player alone, if you look at just the situation, we've lost Brian for the year, Brian Little, and then, Adam Lowry's been out now 2 months. So those two really important center icemen for us. We've had Andrew Kopp go in and do a real good job. Blake Wheeler's been a bunch of months at center, but it's not his natural position. So Cody then comes in as the player. He can do both, right? He's a 20-goal scorer from last year, but he's been a kind of a gritty shutdown guy over the course of his career, and we can use him in our lineup in both roles.
What will go into the decision to keep Blake, Mark, and Kyle Connor together? Will it be how they produce or maybe how the other lines are working?
Well, I think both, right? You have to balance it. We've you always know that line's there for you. We just felt we needed Blake at center for a period of time. Then we added Cody, and now I think we're 6-1 after the change in goals, 4 goals against after the change in Washington. The quiet underlying kind of surprise is how well Harkins, Kopp, and Roslovic have played as a line generating, but also played him against the other team's best, right? They hit Kuznetsov an awful lot in that series. So I would say you're right, and both have to go. We have to get production, and we have to have the Scheif line draw the heavy fire too, and then we need those other lines to perform the way they have.
Well, you said earlier this year you thought Dmytro Kulikov was playing right. Some of the best hockey of his career.
Right.
How close is he right now to that?
Back
level?
At it. So right before he got injured, and that's the story of so many of our defensemen. We had injuries, so guys who don't get the minutes they would have had over their career get a chance to play more, and they get better. And Dmytro got hurt and has come back, and now he and Neil will face quite a challenge here tonight, regardless of what line they get out against. A couple of powerful lines, and he's at his best now.
What's been your experience when guys are in their UFA year, as he is, final year of his deal, and Dmytro said, not a distraction, not something he thinks about at all, but he's a veteran guy who must be thinking a little bit about what his next contract's going to look like.
Maybe two different scenarios. A guy that comes in his situation now, and because of our defensive situation, the defense injuries that we've had, he knows he's going to get big minutes, and he knows he's going to get that opportunity. That's what they want. The other situation is the guy knows it's his contract year. He either isn't getting out or his number's right, or probably his game doesn't start the way he wants to in the year. And then sometimes it can snowball on him a little bit. But Dmytro knows he's going to get big minutes here all year.
What's changing your penalty kill that's made it so effective?
Some of it is just personnel. We've lost some key pieces and then had to kind of discover some new ones. And things that you would know. Tucker Pullman's injury earlier in the year, we couldn't use him because he was playing with a broken bone in his foot, and then we got him back out there. But Andrew Kopp, when he's in our lineup, our penalty kill's a whole lot better, and when he's been out of our lineup, it suffered greatly. Nice pairing there between Kopp and Shore. There's some real good chemistry. That's been good for us since Adam Lowry's been out, who's an eight killer for us. Adding Cody has certainly helped. But we got some chemistry, some players that we didn't use at the start. Mason Appleton is in on it. Nick Shore's in on it. We've had people we've needed them to come in and do a job for us, and then now they've got some confidence and some chemistry. And our goaltender's been pretty darn good.
Yeah,